It's Martin.
Hey, Martin, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. Rick here from Huff and Meser. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Rick? This is Martin. So yeah, I'm Martin.
All right, perfect. So, good timing?
Yes.
All right, so Martin, I'll try and make this quick for you. You mentioned that you're on your job right now, so you'd have to get back as well. So tell me about it. We were discussing about the barbershop, lead finding application, and the first good news is that at least for me, I've not come across an application for barbershops. The USP itself, where people can find a barbershop nearby, and in return, barbershops can get leads, right? And I'm coming from experience because like I mentioned, we've done clean spots. And then we've done a couple more applications in the same genre before, right? So in fact, currently right now, although the application is under an NDA, but we're working on more like an emergency, application that allows you to, request an ambulance or request, a tire, mobile tire service. Let's say you're stranded on a highway. And your car breaks down. You want to order a mobile mechanic. You could go to the app, and you could find all the emergency services available on the application. So what I'm trying to say is that we have
Got
a quite a bit of an experience with the kind of app you're looking for, and that means we've done our research in the market as well, as to see what kind of options are available and whether there is a need for. We always check, as a rule of thumb, whenever we start a new project, we do check whether there is an actual sizable market available for the product we're going for or not, right? Because that's going to ascertain the success that your application is going to have in the industry. So tell me a bit more about it. I mean, what kind of plan have you jotted down so far? And are you like starting from scratch, or do you have any wireframes or any prototypes available?
No, I don't have any prototypes or any wireframes available. Yeah, I'm pretty much starting from scratch. Just a need that I recognized. I have a son that went off to college, and he's looking for a barber. He's looking for a barber. So he's going months without getting his hair cut. And he's young and very much so into himself and trying to. Impress people with his look and all that, but he was unable to find a barber that he could, that he could say, oh yeah, not only find a barber, but find a barber that he trusts that could cut his hair in the manner in which he likes it.
And
So,
that's probably where the review system comes in, right?
say that again.
I said that's probably where the reviews system. You mentioned that there has to be, there should be a feature for leaving reviews for a barber you've tried on the application. So that's where the review system comes,
Correct.
right?
Correct. Correct. So, yeah, so that's the idea is, so let's say even in the city that the person is from, let's say, I need to get a haircut. For whatever reason, my barber is not available until next week, Thursday. But I need a haircut by this, by today because I have whatever appointment or I have some, going out on a date, whatever. What I'm looking for is an app that, they can get onto the app, they can find a barber, they can see the reviews of the barber, also a rating system. I wanted to have a rating system of the barber, as well as, as well as, okay, on the barber side, hey, I want to make sure because a lot of times when you go to the barber or to the barbers that we go to, time is of the essence and, it takes them, they got three people ahead of you and, you're unable to get in. So I want to make sure the barbers understand, if they get a lead from the app, they need to make sure that their time is, not wasted. If they're on lunch and they need a haircut and they got to wait for three people, then yeah, that becomes problematic. So stuff like that.
I got you. So, when you say the lead system or generating leads for the barber, and this again, I'm asking you from experience, is there going to be like a scheduling system on the application? Like, are you expecting more like a calendar where the barbers you can book a time and a date with the barber, more like a pre-schedule for getting your hair cut on a Thursday? Or is it just going to be because there are two ways to, kind of restrict the scope of the application, right? One is where you display the contact details of, the barber on the barber profile. So how this is going to work, I'll try and paint a canvas in your head real quick. So when you launch the application, of course, the splash screen comes in. You log in just so the system can recognize that it's you logging in. And then you see a map of, your pin location, your current location, and all the nearby barbers are pinned on the map, right? So just like a Google map view, that's going to show all the barbers pinned down, and then they could be, further categorized as well if there is any kind of categories within the barbers too. But anyway, so the idea is when you click on a particular pin and you see you would see a profile for that particular barber shop. You could look at their ambiance through their pictures. You could read their reviews. You could read what the barbers have to say about their service and themselves. They have any kind of special needs. For example, you should come in with a hair wash, or you should come in, with the shampoo already done, or they wouldn't deal with you. So all that could be already be mentioned there, just to avoid the frizz we deal with going through, the process of dealing with the barber conventionally, right? So, and then, you could either have your contact, each barber have the contact details displayed, more like a, contact number for scheduling. Or, if you want to go full cycle, or you want to make the app really, productive in terms of the utility, right? What you could do is you could go one step further, and there could be a barber calendar as well. Now, I'll come to the pros and cons and the upside and the downside of it. But the idea is that, when you click on the barber profile, you read the information, you like them, and you want to book an appointment with them. The next step is, where you click on a button, you're taken on a real-time calendar whereby, you have all the days available whereby the barber is going to operate, and you have the timings, more like a 30-minute slot each or like an hour slot each. And then, you have the services available that you could select from. For example, you're going for just a haircut, or you want to get a stubble done as well. You could select the services pre-hand so the barber knows and the app knows what kind of time you would block on the system, right? But that, with my experience, I mean, I've done applications in that area as well. When you take it to that one step forward towards a scheduling system, there are a lot of nitty-gritties that you have to keep in mind, and from a development perspective, that kind of extends the scope of the project too far, right? I mean, and that essentially means that takes a lot of time to launch as well, and then that kind of directly impacts the cost of development as well. So what we recommend, Martin, as a rule of thumb, is that you always go for an MVP. That's like a minimum viable product that allows you to get your foot in the door, see test the waters, see if the application is actually doing what you expected it to do, and it's getting the kind of traction you were looking for, right? And then, an app, something like an app that we built, especially, an open source application, it's always scalable. You can always add more features to it, like a scheduling system, a tipping system in the application. You could pay online. You wouldn't have to, carry cash, to the barber shop. So these are all the ideas we can work on. But I think say the essential step, to get your foot in the door is to have an application with the essential listing and the lead system and see how that works out for you. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. The whole scheduling thing does sound good, but then of course I was thinking, then there'll have to be some type of coordination between the barber and, his system and the app system that says, okay, these are the times I have available, or he'll have to engage, or he or she would have to engage with the app to put in their time. So yeah, I think that's a good point to keep that to a minimal as far as the scheduling of it.
Exactly. And then the barber shops, a lot of barber shops may not want to accept your system as yet because, you know, you're not giving them any real business right now, right? I mean, when you grow in the future, you have a few loyal barbers on your application who are, you know, ready to accept your system and to deal with the scheduling function to make sure, you know, they're not duplicating appointments or they're not overbooking themselves. You know, that could be for a time when you have a sizable, you know, amount of vendors, as we call them, or service providers, the barbers available on the application that get actual business from you, and now they're ready to accept your system. So, and then, you know, that kind of takes the application in a different direction as well. It does not remain a lead generation application or more like a barber listing application. It becomes a scheduling application, and that has a lot of, you know, consequences or, you know, a lot of things you have to keep in mind when you're building an application like that. So, again, good for you, Martin, that we have, you know, sizable experience with both these kinds of applications. You know, the map listing application as well, the one that you're talking about. I even showed you an example on the chat as well, the Clean Spots application. You know, if you later down the road, if you decide we you know, you consider us and, you know, you want to start the project with us, I can even have you connected with John. He's been my client. You know, we launched the Clean Spots application for him, and that way he can give you some ideas or some, you know, some of his peace of mind as far as his experience launching an application like this, and especially with us, right? So that kind of gives you a bit of a reassurance as well.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So, Martin, now coming down to any kind of bottlenecks or any kind of constraints you have, I mean, how soon are you looking to get started, by the way?
Really depends on pricing of, you know, creating the development of the app and all that. That will determine whether or not, you know, how soon I can go. Because right now, you know, obviously budgeting is going to be, you know, priority number one, really. You know, like I said, it's just a it's a thought process that just came about. So, you know, I really hadn't done much research on, you know, the return on investment, you know, just all that different thing that I'll need to do to see.
Well, see, what I can tell you for starters, Martin, is that, you know, the idea is great, right? And, you know, like I said, we've done market research within this, you know, genre, so we know for a fact that there are not too many established applications available for barbershops right now, right? So there's a lot of scope, and, you know, you could always build on it on top, and, you know, this app can become more like a, you know, more like a house for barbershops to join the application, and could become more like a trend for barbershops to join the application, just like, you know, restaurants like to join Grubhub and Foodpanda and, you know, DoorDash, you know, it's their go-to applications. Your application could become a go-to application for barbershops as well, especially given the vacuum that's still available for someone to, you know, it's up for grabs, right? Now, coming to, before we get to the costs, and this is going to be one important factor, what kind of timeline are you working with, or do you have any kind of a deadline to launch the application?
No deadline or no timeline. You know, like I said, it's just a currently just something, you know, definitely just something that I've noticed. You know, I just see the need there. So, you know, no timeline, no necessarily timeline type thing. So no constraints with that.
So if we could launch by Christmas, let's say, you know, you'd be happy, right? I mean, Christmas is a good time to launch anything, right?
Sure.
Okay, so now, yeah, okay, it's perfect. So, Martin, I'll give you some idea on the cost as well, and then I know you have to go to, as far as the cost is concerned, you know, when we did the Clean Spots application, and there was one application we did before that as well that was similar in terms of the idea, the Google Map thing, and, you know, the listing thing as well, the review system, that's under the NDA, so I cannot talk much about that as well. But, you know, when it was the first time we did an application like this, which was essentially from scratch, we charged the client about $40,000-$45,000 to build something like this, right? But, you know, the bright side up is that, you know, we have done similar applications before, and that means that now that we build the application for you, we really wouldn't be starting from scratch, right? And that means we have the locomotive or we have the engine available, right? And that does not mean that we would just be reskinning someone else's application and handing that over to you. We do not do that. The code itself is still going to be unique in nature, but we, you know, let's say we have our developers have the experience of building an app like this, and then we have some parts available that we wouldn't have to build from scratch. And to you, that means that, you know, that's going to reduce the cost down to somewhere about, you know, since you mentioned that you want to go for both the Android and the iOS, the cost would come down to somewhere about $20,000 to $25,000. And this, by the way, the Clean Spots application I just showed you on the chat as well. I, you know, just to make this transparent, and you could confirm this with John as well, if you like. We charge him $30,000 to build the application on both Android and the iOS, right? So I'm trying to keep it reasonable for you, and I believe you're bootstrapping this yourself, and you don't have an investor backing you on this. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. So I mean, I'll try and do whatever I can from my side, but as far as the cost is concerned, Martin, a $20,000 to $25,000 is a good idea on what this would be costing you from scratch. Which means, you know, we discover the complete project, we see any, you know, loopholes or any opportunities we could, you know, grab as far as, you know, a barbershop listing application is concerned. And, you know, next phase we'll be going into the UI and the UX design of the application. And once you approve the design, we move towards the development, whereby we create the nucleus of the application. We give it a brain so that it can become functional. And then, you know, the SQA and the testing procedures, the regressive testing, the load testing, and all the testing protocols we have in place before we finally go live with the application on both the Android App Store, you know, the Google Play Store, and the iOS Apple App Store as well, right? And this all together, this is the process, and this is going to take about two and a half months. I think 2.5 months, about 10 weeks, would be a good timeline to complete the full application. One thing on top, you get unlimited revisions with us as well, so it's more like a collaboration process we offer, unlike you know, some other companies out there. So you work hand-in-hand, more like hand-in-glove with our team, and you know, you will have a project manager assigned to you for daily license and daily communication and status updates as well.
Okay.
Are you coming by or how did you find us, by the way?
Oh, I just was. I looked up on just a Google search, and just happened upon your website, which got me in touch with you guys.
And you found us on the top of Google, right?
I don't remember if it was the top or it was like at least the top three.
All right, perfect. I mean, so we've been in business for about 12 years. You know, Hoffmeister itself, it's a relatively new brand, but you know, we've been in business for about 12 years. The umbrella company is called Content Hub LLC. I'll send you some information email about that as well. But you know, we've been building applications, just the mobile applications, for about 8 years now. So you know, we're pretty reputed. We have a good sizable portfolio as well. And if you could drop me an email, what I'll do next is I'll send you, you know, the minutes of the meeting that we had today, just for your record, just for documentation. And along with that, I'll attach some applications as well that we've done in the recent past, just so you can get an idea of the kind of quality of work we do.
Okay.
Sounds fair, right?
And what's the email address?
Well, can you drop your email on the chat? Are you still connected on the website, or you could just spell it out for me?
No, I work for a company that in a secure facility, so that's why I had to come out to my vehicle to make the phone call.
All right.
So I can send you an email or however you want to.
Yeah, that's even better. I mean, it's going to be my first name, Rick. R-I-C-K. Or in fact, do you receive text messages on this number?
No, this is the 972 number, right? Yeah, I can't receive texts on this.
All right, okay. All right, so I'll give you my email address right now. So it's going to be Rick, my first name, R-I-C-K.
Uh-huh.
But, as in a period. Martin, as in my last name.
Okay, did you say Rick dot Martin?
Yeah, Rick dot Martin.
Okay. Gotcha.
At, as in like an at the rate,
mm-hmm.
Hoffenmesser, as in Hoff. Hoff. And as in Nancy.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Measure, as in M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, Z as in Zebra, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo. So that's the brand name, right? HoffandMeasure.com.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. So Rick.Martin at Hoff, Hotel Oscar Foxtrot November, Mike Alpha Zulu Oscar Romeo.com.
You got it. That's perfect. So that's my email,
okay.
Right? You could just drop me an email and I'll respond back to it. You know, if you could drop me an email as soon as possible, I'll try and drop you an email by before day end today. And again, I'll add some portfolio for you. And you mentioned something about the monetization as well. So that probably is the last thing I want to confirm with you. But you would be selling, you know, these leads out to, say if I join the application and if I want to find a barber, and before the barber's contact details are revealed and before the barber and the customer gets connected, you want to make sure there's some kind of a credit system or some kind of a point system that people have to purchase before they can, you know, they can look up the barber's contact details, right?
Correct. Either that or maybe they could see the name. No, yeah, I guess that would work. Because my thought is when they were ready to say, you know, because what I want to do is make sure that the, you know, with their rating system, you know, hey, this is guaranteed 5-star, guaranteed 4-star barber. So once they commit to, yeah, I want to go to this barber, in order to see the information and get to set up the schedule, they have to, you know, maybe like credit card information and a $5 fee or something, or maybe they just pay outright to the barber, you know, and I already set something up with the barbers as they get signed up with the app. Like, hey, once we get you a lead, we'll have them sign, do everything on the app. Once they get to where they're coming to you, they've already paid, you know, we'll take our piece off top, send you the rest, you know, however that works type of thing.
Well, that the only problem with that is, you know, you'd have to onboard each barber one at a time, right? You'd have to set up, meetings with the barbers. You'd have to get them on board. And that kind of limits the scalability of the application, right? So how we, you know, for example, with the Clean Spots application or any other application in the similar genre we've done before, one good technique we use when we work on the marketing for the same client as well is what we do is, let's say you're targeting the barbers, right? Now we search up all the barbers. Let's say you're launching in the first phase, you're launching the application in just the New York region, right? Let's just assume you're launching the application as a pilot phase in the New York in the New York region, the New York state. So what we do is we collect the details of all the barbers in the New York region, and we list them on the application automatically. Like, we list them on the application proactively, and we send them an email invite to claim their profile on the application. That way, their profile is already set up, right, just like a dummy profile. And that does not take, you know, it's not like setting up one profile at a time. It's an automatic process whereby we upload like a, you know, more like an Excel sheet or a CSV of 1,000 barbers on the application. And the application itself would set up a profile, a dummy profile for each of them. So when they get the email invite and they claim the profile, that's when they can put up their logo, they can put up their name and everything. And that kind of populates the application as well, because one major problem, and you know, if you consult with someone else who has done a similar application before in your shoes, They would tell you that one major problem they face with something like this is that it's hard to populate an application like this, right? Because, you know, with what you mentioned, you'd have to go to each barber, you'd have to negotiate your terms, and then get them on the application, right? And in order to make sure the application is useful and it goes out to a larger audience, you have to make sure you already have service providers on the applications listed before the customers come in, right? Because if, you know, let's say you gather 100 customers on your application, and if they cannot find a service provider within their vicinity, just because you have no one listed within their region, that itself is going to be a disappointment, right? So that's a bit of a technical thing, but I'll get into the details of that as well on our next call. But, the idea is to onboard the barbers automatically and then send them an invite so that they join the application. And this is more towards the marketing and more like a post-launch thing. And I think we'll get time to decide a strategy on that as well. But I think we'd have to look in that direction as well on how to populate the application and make sure we have a sizable amount of, service providers available on the application too.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right, Martin. So I hope the conversation today was productive for you. You know, regardless of whether we get to work together or not, you know, that itself is, you know, that time is going to decide, and our conversation and discussions over the next week and two, I'm hoping. But regardless, I hope that the conversation we had today was productive for you. Was it?
Yes, it was. If you can, I just sent you an email, and as we get further down the road, I'll need a bid from you guys, so I can compare apples to apples, because I'm sure there's going to be a few different contractors that are going to be bidding for it. So just wanting to make sure I compare apples to apples type of thing. So, I'll get with you as we get further down the road with that.
Man, definitely, and I realize that you look at your options as well, and that's perfectly fair with me. So, and that said, I received your email as well, right? So I'll respond back to the email, and I'll leave you an email probably by day end today, most probably. And how soon can we recircle on this? I mean, when do you want to recircle? Let's say sometime next week.
Let's do sometime next week. Give me time to kind of digest what I'm looking at. I understand the whole, I'm kind of in that industry where, understanding CSVs and, Excel spreadsheets, all that good stuff. So, I'm kind of aware of what you're talking about there, and pretty much populating databases and all that stuff. So, let's give it about a week if you can, and we can reconvene sometime next week.
All right, perfect. That sounds like a plan. So in addition, what I'll do is I'll leave you more like a document with the scope of the project as well, more like the high levels on what features we need or like the feature sets we should have in the application. And along with that, like I mentioned, I'll have the minutes of the meeting and the portfolio attached as well. All right?
Okay. That works.
Perfect. So, Martin, I'll let you go with that. And, anything else for me before I let you go?
No, I think that's it. I sure appreciate everything, Rick.
Perfect. Then you enjoy the job, and I'll touch base with you again. All right?
All right. Take care. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.